Dixon and I just realized we're separated by a common language. Yeah, I speak Midwestern English, he speaks Southern English, and somewhere in the middle we have to meet. So, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Are you? You doing real good? Good. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Do you know what that means? Do you have any idea what Pentecost Sunday means? I can tell you what. Huh? It's a feast of God. Yeah. But Pentecost Sunday means something central, especially for pastors. Pentecost Sunday means pastors get to play with balloons. There? Yeah. Because today we get to talk about a lot of things like fire. We get to talk about, and I'm not playing with fire in the church. Okay. We get to talk about fire. We get to talk about wind. We get to talk about things like that because fire and wind are symbols for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, came to God's people. Jesus said when he ascended into heaven, he said, "Stay in the city." He told his disciples, "Stay here until I send the Spirit." Okay, and once you have the Holy Spirit, go into the world and make disciples and teach and preach and do all these things. So, have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? No. So you don't know what he looks like? No? Have you ever seen the wind? Are you sure? Yeah, you see what the wind does, but you haven't seen the wind, right? Yeah, you know what? If we could see the air, then we wouldn't be able to see all the stuff. Air would be right there in front of our face. We wouldn't be able to see anything. But, you know, the wind moves. Scripture tells us the wind blows wherever it'll blow, and we don't know where it's going. And, you know, when we fill a balloon up with air, what? Yeah. Let go of it and let it fly. What happens if I put too much air in it?
It can pop.
It'll pop, yeah. And then we'll never see the air. We'll never see the air escaping from it. All we'll see is a broken balloon. But what happens if I let go of it?
It'll fly.
Are you sure?
Yes,
it'll fly?
See?
Didn't go very far. Yeah, but it flew. What made it fly?
The air.
The air coming out of the balloon. Yeah. The air coming out of the balloon made it fly. What if I were to tie a knot in that? It wouldn't come out. You know what? We people are a lot like balloons. God fills us up. Don't blow it up. Don't blow it up. Lead us not into temptation. We're a lot like balloons. You know? I came prepared. We are a lot like balloons. We are just these empty creatures. And then God says, you know, I made these empty creatures and I'm going to fill them with my Spirit so that when my Spirit takes control of them, I'm going to send them all around the world. Okay? I'm going to send them everywhere and tell everybody how much God loves them and how God saved them through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know that? Yeah, well, I've only got a couple. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make them give them back. How's that? Because I didn't bring enough for everybody. But, you know, when God fills us up, when we're baptized, God says, receive my Spirit. And when we're baptized, God fills us with His Spirit. Okay? And He doesn't expect us to tie a knot in it. All right? He does not expect us just to go ahead and say, all right, whoops, yeah, should have got a bigger balloon. See, He doesn't expect us just to tie a knot in there and say, okay, you're done. He fills us with His Spirit so we'll do the work of the gospel. He fills us with His Spirit so we will go out and tell others about Jesus. He fills us with His Spirit so we can go out and do His work. If we just keep it inside, we're not doing what God asks us to do, are we? No. We got to let it go. We got to let it go. Oh my. You got me a defective pin. There. Yeah. See what happens? It went away. Okay. Now the heir is free to go out there and do the work of God. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just like this balloon here, when we let the air out, it flies everywhere. When you let the Spirit out and you do the work of the Spirit, who knows where God's going to take you? Who knows where God's going to take you? I know one thing. The things you do in Jesus' name are going to be good things. Okay? And you'll be surprised. So as you grow older, as you grow up in the church, as you read the Bible and you learn more about Jesus, realize you've got the Spirit of power and truth in you. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? And He's going to send you out into the world. He'll be with you the whole time. Okay? I look forward to seeing the things you do as you grow older. And we'll stop and we'll talk about them one day. All right? But in the meantime, let's pray that the God's Spirit would always be with us and always fill us and cause us to do wonderful things. Let's pray. And gracious God, we do give you thanks that you have filled us with your Spirit. Send us where you would have us go. Teach us what you would have us learn. And cause us to share all of these things with our neighbors. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week. Your mom will kill me if I let you have that. Don't blow it up.